Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, the Zone.
Night Tracks Radio. Hello, Nick. Are you there, my love?
I'm here. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Great. I got a little sinus thing going on, but I think I sound okay.
Oh, that's not good. Well, first of all, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. I know you got that cotton candy tour that's just blowing everyone away, so we want you to get back to that and also feel better. But first of all, congratulations on a new album, Moody, 12 songs of electrifying Nick West. One of the things that I wanted to compliment you on is being a student, a pure 100% uncut student of music. There are times that I get on various websites, or I'll sit up here and take some time, and I'll get on Instagram, and I see you constantly practicing, perfecting your art form. And I wanted to ask you personally, what has it meant to you to know that you have put in the necessary work to perfect your craft, and you still strive for perfection?
You know, I have to attribute that to my childhood. I've always been a student. I've always wanted to learn as much as I could about everything that I was passionate about. And I think that's where the discipline kind of came in. But I always feel like you have to do things so well that people just can't take their eyes off you. I think that's a Maya Angelou quote. And I feel like, okay, whatever I did last year, I need to make that even better. I mean, we're never perfect. We're never going to be perfected. But striving for that is the goal.
And it really resonates through your music. And I know you had an opportunity to hang, converse with the legendary Mr. Larry Graham. That was beautiful. That did my heart good when you set up work together, when you guys had an opportunity to work together. It was just such a surreal vibe, and I wanted to ask you, I mean, you were there. You had an opportunity to experience firsthand. What was it like working with Larry?
Larry Graham is the most amazing person, hands down, that I've ever met in my life. The most amazing person. He is an artist. He is not just a bass player, but he's really an accomplished vocalist and singer. And I don't know if there's some sort of like kindred spirit between him and I. So when he called me to tell me that he wanted to work with me, it was unbelievable. Just unbelievable, because every time that I been to Paisley Park and worked with Prince was like, you and Larry Graham, y'all need to get together. Well, I need to introduce you to Larry Graham. And every time he called him while I was there, he just never was available. So it was kind of like us playing phone tag. And it wasn't until after Prince passed that Larry reached out and said, hey, I want to work with you. And he's like a walking clock. when it comes to the bass and laying down the grooves. Just, I mean, perfect timing. Just, I can't even put into words how excited I was and still am about working with him. Man, it excites me all over again.
Well, it did. As I said, when I seen the video clip, I said, wow, you seem so comfortable and so at ease working with him. And what I find also amazing that I know that Larry and Prince had a very special relationship. And I wanted to ask you, because I know you had a very special relationship with Prince. What was it like working with him and spending time with him and being able, again, then you would go back to the musicianship, honing and perfecting your skills. What was that like as far as the time that you were able to spend with him and work with him?
I've always been what I would call a confident girl, a confident woman. And all confidence went out the door when I met Prince. He's Prince. And I felt like he sensed that in me, and he made it okay to be myself. He said, you know what, I just want you to be you. I'm not asking you to be Larry Graham or any of your favorite bass players. I want to hear Nick West. I want to hear you. You know, and he said, just because you're a woman does not mean you don't dig in on the bass. So he showed me how to dig in. He showed me how to, I don't know, I guess I kind of already had my own groove, but he showed me how to make that groove shake like an earthquake. You know, I feel like the reason I met Prince was not just, it was not just about musicianship, and it was not just about me becoming and being an artist. It was more about just having somebody that can help you just navigate an industry that's just, you know, a lot of times full of sharks. So he's, I don't know, just became my mentor and somebody that I could look up to and somebody that I could just ask questions, call and ask and say, okay, this is what I'm feeling or this is kind of what I'm dealing with. How would you handle this? You know, so it was more than just a musical connection and a musical mentorship. It was more of a just all around life, the industry.
One of the things that I find so impressive about that relationship, and I want to really stick on topic about the industry, the music industry, because you know just as well as anyone else that the industry can be very cutthroat, very manipulative.
Yeah.
And you see, more people out there do not take the necessary steps to protect themselves as far as being an artist,
yes,
protecting their music, protecting things that they have helped or they have created and molded into something that becomes a part of themselves. And you have done that unapologetically. You have done that. Your music is a part of you. Your stage shows are incredible. You expend so much energy on the stage, and I wanted to ask you, after a performance and also being a parent, being a mother, how long does it take you to wind down from that?
Okay, so to comment on what you said before, thank you so much for, I guess, giving me props on my stage performances and being able to own and be authentic with my music. And I believe a lot of that, to be honest, it comes from adversity. I've gone through so much adversity in my life, and, you know, I just posted a quote that people don't know why you're winning so much, and they also don't know what you've gone through to get to the point that you're at right now. And I feel like that's me to a T, because I wasn't always the best stage performer. I was real nervous when I first got up there on stage to perform, and it was because I was trying to be like everyone else. I was trying to be somebody else. And so my sister who sings background with me, she said, you are this crazy, funky nut at home. Like, you spin around on the ground. You've always been, like, hyperactive. Just do you. Like, put all of you on stage. Do it. And so that really gave me the confidence to just do what I do, right, and put it all on stage. I've always had a lot of energy, I used to get in trouble in school because of I had so much energy. And now this is just an outlet where I can use it. And to answer your question about how long it takes me to wind down, gosh, I don't know. After shows, I'm always extremely excited. So it takes me a few hours. I'd say 3 hours for me to say, okay, I think I'll lay down now. So, yeah, it's always been like that for me, though.
Because the first time I had an opportunity to watch you perform, you bring such an interplanetary type of funk vibe. When you perform, it harkens me back to the days of George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic. The way that you carry yourself, your vibe, your clothes, I like to call them your vines, are just on point. Just on a whole different level of funk. I mean, that F-U-N-K-E type of funk. And it is a beautiful.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful, beautiful experience. What does it mean? Because now we're in a somewhat of a microcosm now in the music industry where you have a lot of artists are going the independent route because they choose to have complete creative control over their music and over their likeness, their images and everything. What does it mean to you to have that type of level of control over your music, deciding where you choose the direction of your music and your career?
I think, well, for me, it means a lot because I am a unique person. You know, I'm unique. I strive to be everything that's in me. I want to take that and I want to point it at you, point it at the audience, my fans, my family. And I feel like with everything you just explained, you see me. Like, it's not a gimmick. It's not something that I'm like, you know what, let me just, you know, put on this costume and become something else. Like, that's me to the core. And I feel like it's really important to have artists like that. And I get to do that because I do have creative control. And, you know, I didn't always feel that way. I always felt like in the beginning, well, I want to be signed to this big label because I want to make a lot of money and I want them to promote me well and things like that. But, you know, when a huge record label says, you know what, I don't know if America will understand a woman in the front on the bass that sings better than they would understand you on guitar. So if you switch to guitar and just really sing, I think we can really market you best. And I just didn't want to do that because I wanted to be me. And I feel that it was actually the best thing that I've ever done because I didn't want to be a trend. I wanted to have longevity in my career. I wanted to be classic. I want to be one of those artists that 10 years ago, you say, oh, Nick West. And 10 years from now, you say, oh, Nick West. She's awesome. She's amazing. Not know who's Nick West. So I feel like it's really important for artists to choose what it is they want to be. If they want to be trendy or if they want to have longevity in their careers, it's really important for you to have creative control. And to be honest, you actually keep a lot more money that way anyway.
And that's the beautiful thing I always say. When you an independent artist, you have an opportunity to see where all your money is going and how it's being utilized.
Yes.
To promote
your
music. It's imperative. How long did it take for you to get somewhat acclimated to use social media to promote everything you're doing as far as your music and also your tours?
Well, I'm a millennial, so you know, social media is kind of like we kind of like grew up with social media in our hands. You know, for the most part, all of my adult life, I've had social media, and I feel like it wasn't hard to get acclimated just because we're like, oh hey, what is this? Okay, this is Instagram. Oh, this is TikTok. Let me figure this out real quick. Oh, got it. Let's go. You know. I think that's kind of the beauty of it, too. And also watching what other people are doing and saying, oh, that's a cool strategy, and listening to the fans, even the ones that aren't fans but put mean comments. They'll say something like, oh, she's she's not singing. All she's doing is just playing the bass. And I said, oh, you know what? I need to sing more. So what I'll do during my shows is I'll put the bass down for a few songs, and I'll showcase what I can do vocally. So instead of me looking at comments as bad, I'm like, where is the truth in that, and how can I tweak what I do to make it even better? You know, I use them as advice.
Well, like I said, you're doing an exceptional job. And see, I grew up in an era where I used to listen to Janice Marie Johnson with Taste of Honey. And I mean, she was something else on bass.
Oh,
and
my
so,
God. And yeah, I found out about her and woo! Wow.
She was something to behold. So now to see so many wonderful bass players like yourself, it is so refreshing. It is really, really refreshing to me. I've been a longtime admirer of your music. I love your freedom of expression. I love the fact that you're comfortable in your own skin, because a lot of people are truly not comfortable in their own skin. And yeah, it resonates through your music. It resonates in your live performances. And this new album, Moody, 12 songs, a kaleidoscope of funk and ear drumming bass. Lord have mercy, Jesus. What are you most proud of about the new album?
I am most proud of myself for not saying, put yourself in a box. On an album, everything's supposed to sound similar. Because that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the trend. It's kind of always been a trend. Everything's supposed to sound, okay, this is a collection, a body of work, so things should sound similar and things should go together. They should sound like they go together. None of it sounds like it goes together.
Completely different.
I think the driving force behind, yes, I think, and I think the driving force behind it is that they're created with bass lines that pop out and they stand out, you know, from the top of the song. That's the only thing that I think kind of is really consistent throughout this album. And I'm really proud of myself for not keeping myself in that box.
Well, it's very rare for me that I have to actually turn the bass down when I'm playing music in my home. But when I put on Boom, Baby Boom, I'm like, wait a minute. I had the shell shaking. The shells was shaking. The bass was thumping. I said, it took me to a whole completely different stratosphere. I said, wait a minute, I'm starting to have flashbacks about being back in the 70s. I said, wait a minute, calm down, Teddy Bear. But I get that from your music.
Making
it's like a spiritual, it's like a spiritual journey. And I also get the vibe that music for you is being used as a muse. Were you able to communicate and convey to people through your music as far as what your thought process is and also what your feeling is at that particular moment in time, or living in the moment, so to speak?
Yes. I feel you're absolutely right. I feel like, and you know, I have a course online where I teach people that have never picked up an instrument how to play bass. And the main thing that I'm hearing in the feedback is, this is mental health. This is something that, you know, for me, picking up the instrument, picking up the bass, and playing and creating, it's for me, it's a feeling that I can't duplicate with anything else. And I'll have to say, now becoming a mom, I feel that excitement, that thing that just hits me in the chest. But bass and music has always been that for me. And I'm hoping that when I play, you know, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, I plug in the bass, and I start recording when I'm writing songs. And I literally imagine that I'm in a psychedelic, you know, all these colors. And stuff. There's a whole imagination process that happens when I create. I'm not creating just to be mechanical with it, to get it perfect. I'm solely based on feel. I'm a person that's all about feel. And I feel like people can hear that. People can sense that.
Well, like I said before, it definitely resonates. And I said I said this to a very good friend of mine. I said, you know what? I said, Nick is from a different era. She's definitely from a different, her whole vibe, the way she carries herself, the way you dress, is from a different era, and I'm loving it. So please, if you allow me to bless the audience out there with the new hit single, of course, from the new album. Yeah, I said album. I'm dating myself, but that's all right. The new album, Moody, with Boom Baby Boom, here on Night Tracks Radio. Lord have mercy.
Boom, baby, boom. Baby's got the blues. Boom, baby, boom. Baby needs a boom.
Nothing but a muffin. We got a whole lot of butter to go. From the super talented Nick West. Of course, our new hit single, Boom, Baby Boom. From our new album, Moody, available as we speak on all digital outlets. And again, all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Be sure to connect with Nick on her official website. That's at nickwestbass.com. And also get the pertinent information concerning her fantastic, I can't put enough emphasis on this, fantastic tour, the Cotton Candy Tour. Lord have mercy. My queen, it was an honor to have you on the show. The only thing I'm disappointed is I was hoping for this, the new CD to be on wax. I wanted some vinyl, my love.
Look, it's coming on vinyl. I got you, my love. send me your address and I'll get one to you.
Oh, thank you. You just made my cup runneth over. Lord have mercy. Tell us about this Cotton Candy Tour, because you know what? I want a cup. What, matter of fact, when are you coming to Houston, Texas? That's what I need to know.
Oh my gosh, Houston. I have so many cousins in Houston. They're like, why don't you come here? How come you don't come to Houston? Hey, you know what? When my date, when my calendar fills up, we go with what fills up fast. Then it's just like, man, I don't have any time. But you know what? I'm going to try to get out there in the spring. I'm going to try to do the Southwest in the spring, L.A., different cities in Texas, Arizona. So I'm making my way there.
All right. I hope so. Well, I will definitely make sure you get all the pertinent information because I definitely want a signed autographed copy of that album because I have the CD already. I have that. But it's something about vinyl. I don't know what it is. I know I'm stuck in the time zone, but it's something about having vinyl in the teddy bear's hands. It does. It takes me to a whole different funk stratosphere, so I love it. My
but you
love.
Know,
much.
I'm going to say this. You're not stuck in a time zone because we all want vinyl now, too. So,
yes.
Hey, it comes back around, and it's around. It's here.
Hey, will you make sure you take a lot of hot tea and some honey? I want to make sure that you're straight and correct. I want to see you out there performing. Continued success. This is your home away from home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure was truly mine. The incredibly talented Nick West here on Night Tracks Radio. Remember, family, be sure to get that new hit single and also the album Boom Baby Boom from the new album Moody. It is available as we speak. And for those who have never picked up an instrument before in their life, it's all right. It's cool. She actually provides music lesson, bass lessons. So get out there and get some funk in your life. We're going to take a little quick 2 and 2. The teddy bear needs to get some tea and a little bit of tea. A little bit of taste of honey. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we're going to continue on with Naya. If you won't marry me right now, Lord have mercy, here on Night Tracks Radio.
I hear you talking what you feel though. The way you love to change the conversation. I keep on listening but you turn low, low.
Don't need no one else, tell me what I need. I say my
if you won't marry me right now. Here on Night Tracks Radio, and again, want to send out a very special thank you to Nick West for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get the new hip album, the new hit album, Moody, available as we speak at this very moment. And be sure to connect with Nick and get all the latest updates as far as her tour, the Cotton Candy Tour. Stop by her official website. That's at NickWestBass, BASS.com. Oh, we got some more bass and we got some more funk for you. Why don't you join us tomorrow to actually at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we are joined by the legendary co-founding member of the Guess Who, Gary Peterson, will be joining us tomorrow as we discuss and debut their new album. Yes, Lord. So be sure to tune in and follow us on all of our social media websites. That's on Facebook at Night Tracks with 2XX. That's Night Tracks Radio, the same handle for Instagram and also for TikTok. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yeah, we're on YouTube. For those who missed the interview, we're going to post it there. That's at YouTube.com, of course. That's at Night Tracks with 2X's. That's Night Tracks Radio Music Podcast. So be sure to subscribe there. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the teddy bear to help you escape all the negativity. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. Without you, there's no me. And we will definitely keep you up to date because, you know, we go back and forth. We'll do some shows here on Blog Talk, but we'll do a lot more shows. And we prioritize to do shows on Facebook because the listeners and the fans loving. So does the teddy bear. I want everyone to have a fantastic day. Rest of your day. Be sure to catch us tomorrow. Same teddy bear time. Same teddy bear channel. Lord have mercy. God bless. Have a wonderful day here on Night Tracks Radio. God bless.